It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Carey on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome on in. It is KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Carey, Scott Mitchell. The Jazz and Lakers have tipped off from, well, this is a home game, Scott. I don't know if you know this. It's a home game. They've got Vivint on the court.
Well, you can see the fans. Hey, I think I'm in the stands. I think I just saw me. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm holding the baby in there. They've had like a couple, and it is weird because if you're watching it with the volume up, if a team makes a shot, you have kind of this weird kind of crowd noise that sort of picks up, and it's just if you're the players, I just wonder if all of it is just noise and it doesn't matter anyway. But anyway, bottom line, Lakers are up right now, 21-15 over the Jazz in the first quarter with 2:43 left, and it's been a decent game so far for the Jazz. Wheels starting to fall off just a little bit toward the end of this first quarter, but so far kind of hanging in there with the Lakers. And man, I think they barely beat the Pelicans. They looked really bad against Oklahoma City the other day. I mean, they lose, and it was the lowest point output. Everybody is scoring more points, and the Jazz have not been in the bubble. So we'll see how this thing turns out.
The Jazz have really struggled offensively.
The Lakers can clinch that number one seed overall in the playoffs, and maybe that's when the basketball is going to get better. It's been kind of, I don't know, it still feels very much like it's a terrible, it looks like bad scrimmages. That's what it looks like. It still does not look like, it just looks like exhibition, preseason, whatever, all this stuff. So anyway, Scott, let's get into this. We talked with OC about
this. Is fun. I'm excited about this.
I know we've been talking about football, and I asked OC the question: what are the odds of us actually seeing some football go through the full season here? And look, the Pac-12 put out its schedule.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with him on that. But
what he says, he doesn't think it's going to all
it's
everyone's
like
going to finish
seven games. Yeah.
Well, but here's the thing: why did the football? I mean, they're not going to have the same success that a bubble in the NBA is going to have. They're going to be more along the lines of what baseball is, which
teams are going to be able
to avoid it and some aren't.
Baseball can't get out of its own way. Baseball,
literally selfish, football can't either. They're going to be tackling each other.
It's not the same. I'm just telling you. Baseball and football are not the same. These teams, they go to a city for a night. They're all together the whole entire time. They can control the movement of these players almost 100% when they're in college and they're playing football. When they're pros and they go to a city for 3 or 4 days, these guys are out at night. They're going all these different places, and I love how you've
painted the picture of a bunch of 18 to 20-year-old college football players as these guys who you'll be able to control their movements. It's like, yeah,
when they go on the road, oh, absolutely.
Oh, when they go on the road, sure, but not when they're at home. They're going to be like,
being home is a different story.
They're going to be at parties and stuff where all these other people are going to get it.
That's not during the
they're going to play other teams. They're going to get it from SC.
It's not during the football season.
All right, okay? All right.
And they're not going to get it from SC. That's not the school they're going to get it from. It's Arizona is where they're going to get it.
I love it.
Here's just one more point really quick.
Okay.
Shoot, I forgot what my point was.
Now, see, it's
No, I didn't. I'm joking.
Okay.
And it pertains to the schedule, which is what we're going to talk about here. They've baked into the schedule ways to, if there is an outbreak, they can have a 2-week break. It's like a built-in bye week so that they don't have these, you know, all of a sudden you have this whole entire team in baseball, and they've got the schedule they have to stick to. There's no flexibility in the schedule for baseball. And that's the difference between college football. They have a flexibility here. They have bye weeks. They have extra weeks going into December, and if they have a flare up somewhere, they can control it, and they can, and I believe that they'll get, I believe they'll get the whole season in. I really do.
Scott Mitchell on the side, he works for the CDC. He tracks diseases. He's an epidemiologist. Am I saying that right?
No,
he's he's KSL's unrivaled epidemiologist.
I work
Scott
for the
Mitchell.
ABC. Okay, let's get it right. Let's get your letters.
Oh my goodness.
Alphabet.
All right, so here's the deal. Let's talk about the schedule then. Let's just assume everything goes off without a
hit.
This
is an awesome schedule.
This is us pulling the wool over our own eyes for just a moment here as we look at the schedule here. So let's look at what we have here when it comes to the schedule for the University of Utah.
It's a great schedule if you're Utah.
I don't know. Great is in like it's an amazing. No,
yes,
listen.
Listen to
it's
me.
Difficult, Scott.
No, they have look. Their first five games.
Mm-hmm.
Their first five games are like it's like non-conference games. You've got Washington State. They're in flux, right? The new coach,
for sure.
Colorado, same thing. Like it's going to be a Oregon State at home,
right?
Which could be probably the best of those first four games.
Which is insane to think. Which is insane to think that out of the first four Pac-12 teams that you play, Oregon State's going to give you is the one that's going to give you a run for your money.
Oh, let's keep going. Because
no, I know. I'm just saying those first four
is four. But then there's Arizona at home. Arizona is terrible. All right, so you have the second half of the season,
which is very much different than the first half.
Well,
I mean, that first half
is.
It seems like it could be a good warm-up season there for them.
But that's the whole thing. Is you've got a young team, Alex. This is what we're not forgetting. We got to remember this. This is an inexperienced young team, and it's a whole lot easier starting out with Washington State and Colorado as opposed to USC and Washington or USC and Arizona State or, you know, that so this is a really good schedule for this young team. And this team could be 5-0 by the time they go to Arizona State on November 7th.
Okay,
and
so they go to
probably going to be a bye.
So they go.
I mean, it'll be a loss. I'm just telling you. I can tell you right now that game will be
a
loss.
That's a tough game.
It'll be a loss.
You were at the last one down in Tempe, and
it was ugly.
It was a tough one because it was like they were trying to exact some revenge there, and yeah. So at Arizona State, when you have Washington State, Colorado, Oregon State, UCLA, those are basically
Arizona.
Well, I'm saying, and Arizona. Those are basically the worst teams of the Pac-12.
Right.
Okay? And then you go Arizona State, Washington.
At home.
Cal, USC, Oregon.
At home. So the very best teams that you're going to play at the end of your season,
all
you got
at home.
All at home. Most of your games, your last five games, you've got four of your last six are at home.
And at that point, Utah will have gotten over COVID-19, and USC will have just hit them right around the later parts of of that Thanksgiving week.
I'll just
week.
Tell you, that game at the end of November, which is, I believe, the day after Thanksgiving.
It is, yes.
Yes, that could be the demise of Clay Helton.
He's already been signed, sealed, and delivered to lose that job. Yeah. The only thing that he's kept this job for as long as he has is COVID-19 right now, because everyone's just trying to stay afloat. He's just surviving. I'm not saying he would have lost his job before the season. I'm saying no one's talking about it. But this guy is beyond on the hot seat. I mean, he is. I think that even if they win 10 games this year out of their, what is it, only 10 games? If they win 8 games, if they go 8-2 and they even go and play in the Pac-12 championship game at Oregon or at Washington, then he still is losing his job. I still think he's losing his job. And that's even with having a struggle of you know, putting together the season. Maybe there's a stay of execution because of the weird times that we're going through right here, and you don't want to just like have a coach step in during this.
But here's the thing: the very last game of the season is Oregon at home, and you have to believe that game could decide, you know, who goes and who doesn't go to the Pac-12 championship. So I just really like the layout of the schedule. And I like that you're going to be playing these meaningful, good teams down the stretch when you've got this young, inexperienced team kind of, you know, working on all cylinders.
Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell, terrible chemistry, of course, even though there was a sweet no-look pass from from Gobert to Mitchell underneath the hoop for an easy couple of points there. The Jazz trailed by a point in the first quarter here, at the end of the first quarter here. 23-22, the Jazz are trailing the Lakers on ESPN. So we'll keep you updated on that. The second quarter is about to start up. We've got a lot to chat about. We've got our MVPs coming up next. Haven't done MVPs in forever.
Oh, yes. I'm so excited about it.
Okay, stay with us. Excited. More to go. Plus, we've got a ton to talk about BYU-wise next hour. Stay with us right here on KSL's Unrivaled.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.